The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome back to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton, and I'm the National Sales Training Manager for Daikin, Goodman, and Amana Brands. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us. You are the Vice President of Contractor Services for EGIA and Optimus.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Very excited about this, Ben. And yes, I am Vice President. It makes a big title. Basically, I'm the finance guy, right? Let's just be honest. I'm the finance guy.
And you know, Matthew, you and I have been working together for years working with contractors. What I wanted you to talk about today was really, you know, how does a contractor take full advantage of all of the opportunities finance can bring for their company?
It really is about mindset. The more and more we've done this, the more and more we've learned that those that get it, they just absolutely get it, and it kind of explodes. It's amazing how many people we have to change their mindset, and they have to understand the bigger picture of finance. And I think that's going to be our biggest challenge moving forward is, you know, finance used to be something that you needed to do when people didn't have a way to pay. And now it's completely and utterly changed, and it needs to be part of the customer experience. So that's kind of what I'd like to talk with you about, really how finance is part of the customer experience and not just this little thing kept off to the side.
It's so funny to me because you and I have talked about this many times. You know, you would not think of a automobile dealership even being able to exist if they didn't offer financing, or a window manufacturer being able to exist, or a roofing company being able to exist, or a furniture store. But yet, why is it so difficult for so many HVAC contractors to really embrace financing?
I think that, again, going back to the mindset, I think, you know, I've always described it as part of the challenge is you have a lot of techs that are really good with their hands and have started working and then decided they can go out on their own, but they're just not naturally business people, so to speak. And I know that we've heard dozens upon dozens of contractors turn around, tell us, and sit there, and they're like, I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to be a salesperson. And I understand that. You want to be a technician, and you want to bring good quality installations and the home comfort. But part of your process to be successful is going to have to be sales, or at least understanding how consumers shop and meet them halfway. And I just think it's an education and a challenge to get them into the right mindset.
And, you know, I think it may be even deeper than that. I think a lot of, especially on the technician side, they have it in their mind that their goal is to protect the customer.
Yeah. I hear it's amazing how many times I hear that. Oh, I don't want to offer those customers high interest rates. I don't want to do that. I want to put them in a process. And, you know, I understand that you don't want to put them in a negative, but you have to allow the customer to make the choice. You have to allow the customer. I use it all the time. Listen, I am probably the target buyer, right? I'm a finance guy, but I really don't know anything about HVAC. But I can tell you, I do one of two things every single time. If something happens to my house, I do not want to use my credit card. I have no interest in using my credit card. I have no interest in actually writing a check. It's inconvenient. I'll want to do it at my convenience. I want to do either American Express, because I'm going to get my points, I'm going to get my rewards. Yet there's a million contractors that don't even take American Express. And when you ask them why, they're like, well, it's too high of a charge. Well, charge me an extra 3%. You're charging me 3% for the credit card anyway. Charge me 4.5% so I can use my American Express because it's convenient for me. But if I can't use my American Express, I want to use your money. I want to use this thing and get my financing done and pay it when it's convenient for me, and I don't want to have to make payments, and I want to get zero interest. So you're not really protecting me by not giving me choices. You're actually forcing me into a corner by having to write a check or stroke on a credit card, which I don't even want to use, to be honest with you.
It's interesting. You and I have talked a lot about retailers in general, and I think a lot of times we've used Best Buy as our example, or we use Home Depot where we talk about Lowe's. But it's funny, this last weekend I was just in Best Buy with my son, actually, because he needed a new pair of Beats headphones.
Right. And of course, he needs a new pair of Beats, right? He can't just have a new pair of regular. He's got to have a pair of Beats.
And so we're in there, and he picks out what he wants. We're on the checkout line, and sure enough, they had the candy that's sitting there right there.
Right.
And I had to grab the bag of the little juice-filled jelly things that they had. I don't know why I had a craving for it, but I bought it. But, you know, it reminded me of conversations you and I have many, many times had. I did not use their financing that they had available for that TV in the back of the room, right?
Right.
But I'm sure if I went back there and I looked at all of the televisions, there's probably something that's sitting there, a high dollar item or one of the refrigerators or something else that has 0% interest for 36 months as long as you use your Best Buy card.
Yep. I guarantee it. We, during the middle of the pandemic, if you remember, it was fun. Our refrigerator blew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention the brand, but they blew up. And we had a hard, hard time getting a refrigerator. But we had a budget on what we were going to spend for a refrigerator. We ended up going to Lowe's, much like you would do it. And when we looked, we kind of researched the models, and we took a look at the models. We knew which one we want. But right next to it was one that was about $400 more and offered some benefits we weren't even aware of. Mm. And we bought that $400 more expensive refrigerator on a 12-month no interest, no payment. They gave me another year to come up with that extra $400. Not that I needed a year to come up with $400, but it would have given me another 12 months to come up with that extra $400 and upsell. And it's crazy just giving people choices, how often they'll take it. Yet contractors go out of their way thinking, well, I know what the customer needs and they don't need to, and I don't want to take advantage of it. And they just really got to start changing their mindset and allowing customers the right to choose, because customers will choose more energy efficient. They will choose more expensive things if you've made it affordable, if you've made the solution where they can get it within their monthly budget.
So, but on that refrigerator, they didn't tell you, if you take advantage of this program, I'm going to mark it up an additional 20% because that's what the fee is that they have to pay.
Right.
And in fact, at Best Buy, when I bought those Beats and I bought that bag of candy, I was paying for somebody else's buy down.
That's exactly what you're
for
doing.
For that television or that other appliance.
Do you
they
think they
there.
Really need to charge you? Think about the shopping power of Home Depot or Best Buy, and they need to charge you $2 for a bottle of water. It's probably costing them literally a quarter for the bottle the way they're buying it. But that $2 is paying for everybody else's dealer fees when they shop on the 0 for 60 or the 12 month no-no. And that's another thing that Element and contractors have to get and understand, is the dealer fees are allowing you to make affordability, whether it's low payments or low interest rate for customers, and all the other stuff is paying for that, so you don't have to turn around and jack the price up 20% just to make it.
But those dealer fees are a cost of doing business.
Cost of doing business, just like a credit card.
It's not that individual transaction. It's just a cost of doing business.
Yeah, and it's just like a credit card. When it's amazing how many times we've gone to places and, you know, we're doing a little webinar or we're doing a meeting, and you know, how many people take credit card? And they all raise their hands. And it's like, well, how many people are charging 3% for their credit cards? And most of them have realized it now and are keeping their hands up. But it's like, but you don't want to do financing, which would cost you 4% or 5%. And we're not even talking about with the rebates that you guys, with the buy downs you have, but 4 or 5%, and you're giving them a better interest rate or a no interest program, which I promise you customers would choose rather than their credit card. I have credit cards. I don't want to stroke anything on my credit card unless I absolutely have to.
So let's kind of talk about some of the common loans. What are the common loans that you see many of your customers offering today?
Well, it is interesting. I just had this question put out to me by Hardy, because we're starting to work with Hardy on some of the IRA solutions. That's a whole different podcast, I suspect.
Yes.
But it's funny. All through the pandemic and all, even now, still far and away, the number one loan is the 12 months, no interest, no payments. Hmm. It is the 12-month no-no is still about 30 to 33% of all our loans are done on a 12-month no-no. It offers that customer the advantage of not having to worry about making a payment now. This was an unexpected repair. Let's get this thing installed. Let's make your home comfortable. You don't have to worry about it. You've got 12 months to figure out how you want to pay for this, and you've got no interest. As long as you paid off within that 12-month period, interest is waived. So what we're seeing is a lot of the old school 0 for 60 month right, or the Zero for 48 months that they're using, are moving over towards that program because that 12-month is really all a customer needs. They don't necessarily need a 4 or 5 year with no interest on that thing. And that is by far the number one. The interesting thing, Ben, is the number two loan has now become the low payment option, either a 7.99 or an 8.99 on a 12 or 15-year term because you've got such a low payment factor. So it really is kind of, it's kind of showing what we've always been preaching, which is there really are a couple of kinds of shoppers, those who have great credit and are worried about the no interest, or those who are interested in a payment solution. They understand it's going to be budgeted. They're not going to spend that $10,000, but they'll take a payment of $115 to get their system in.
So I'm curious, which one of those two loans, those are your two most popular, actually has the higher average ticket?
It's funny. The 7.99, 8.99, 12 to 15-year term is probably, we've seen nationally now, it's gone over almost to $11,000, the average size ticket on that loan, which is enormous. Because, I mean, in California, it's easy to get those $15,000 tickets. But in other places, you're not getting those things. But the average is now 11 on that program, whereas with the 12-month no-no, it's still somewhere around $8,400, $8,500. So you are, when you break it down to that monthly payment, you will get bigger tickets because people, just like shopping, we talked about car shopping, right? It's the old, I know I want to get the Lexus, but do you want the you know, premium package with the Bose speaker and the heated seats and the, and it's bundled up. And people are like, well, for another $25 a month, I'd be stupid not to get it. And that ends up being thousands of dollars.
So one of probably the biggest hangups for a lot of dealers is those dealer fees. And we talked about how you can, you know, make it a cost of doing business. But how really does a dealer do that?
So I'm glad you asked, because no matter what webinar, podcast, meeting we have, dealer fees are always come up because contractors really like it's, they either understand them, embrace them, and then they go to another extreme and start using really expensive dealer fees, or they just completely don't want dealer fees and they're just not going to have it, which is interesting because they're paying a dealer fee with a credit card. And most dealers, when you say, oh, my customers pay cash, they don't actually pay cash. Most of them are talking about credit cards. The big challenge is what you have to do is you have to be aware of what your business is doing, right? So what we try to do is we work with you and we take a look at your average monthly sales. So if we just use some round numbers, because I'm not that great at math, even though I'm a finance guy, if we use, say, $100,000 a month, what you need to do is how much of those customers are, what percentage of those customers are paying credit cards, because there's a 3% cost to that. That is not free. Then you have to sit there and say, what amount are being financed? Now, we should get you up to 50 to 70%, but most contractors are still somewhere around that 15 to 20% mark with doing finance. So again, when you take that factor of maybe 40% of the 100,000 are using credit cards at 3%, so you've got a total of $1,200 that month, right? 40% of the 100, because I'm using basic math, times 3% is 1,200. Then if you take 20% at doing finance, and we're using a 7% finance plan, your math would be $3,500, right?
Uh-huh.
We good on that?
Yes.
Okay. Is that right?
So $3,500 plus $1,200 is $4,700. We'll round it up to $5,000.
We'll round it up to $5,000. So you know you've got 5% baked in based on your sales. You don't need to adjust on a deal-to-deal basis. If you write in 5% as your cost of business, you're going to be okay. And the key to this, and I know you and I have had this discussion, we've had this debate, the key to this is when it's a cash customer, you don't need to drop your price because now you're affecting that 5% overall, right? And that's the biggest challenge. I'd rather see, rather than you drop your price, I'd rather see you add a value prop. I'd rather see you throw in some other extra value that they want if they're going to be paying cash. But let those cash customers offset the cost of finance so that you can keep it at a smooth 5%.
So great. Now I'm collecting 5%. Goodman Amana Daikin, high efficiency equipment, we actually give a 3% buy down.
Year round.
So if they're selling a high efficiency system, which they should sell more if they're offering financing every single time.
And they will if they actually offer it to customers. But they will.
What do they do with that 3%?
Yeah. Well, there's the big rub. I mean, you can actually make this thing so that it's less expensive than credit cards to actually offer financing. And when we're saying 7% financing, we're talking about that 12-month no-no. We're talking about 6-9-9 10-year loan. We're talking about really attractive programs that have either a low payment or no interest to customers. And all you have to do is submit your rebate. And everybody immediately, with contractors, the moment you have to submit anything, they're immediately like, turn off. We literally are talking about your work order. Mm-hmm. We're talking about your work order. This is a model and serial number. Submit that over to EGIA and you'll get your 3% back from that 5% for everything you financed. So really, your net cost is 2% to offer a program that customers actually want. And you're not going to lose a sale to somebody who is offering that program.
And you can do a whole bunch of stuff with that. So maybe it goes to your bottom line.
Yeah, and, there's
and,
a million.
And,
yeah,
so you can do the profitability. Yes. Maybe you can do an enhancement to the system. So you could
Correct.
Say, okay, so now we've got extra money, so we're going to add a high-efficiency filter to the system. Or we're going to do something with humidification or dehumidification. We're going to add some air purification to the system. There are so many options that they have and so much flexibility as long as the dealer takes advantage of those programs.
As long as it takes advantage of the program. And like we were saying at the very beginning of this, I know they're not salespeople. I know that that's not like your specialty and you don't want to be sale. But the American consumer is looking at things in a very different way than they were 10, 15 years ago. They are looking for like whole total solutions. It's not just good enough to put to get air conditioning in my house or get heating in my house. If I'm in Houston, and believe me, I'm coming from San Diego to Houston, it is humid as anything out there. You want dehumidification. But if you live in San Diego or Arizona, you want humidification, right? Almost everybody has allergies. My daughter, who lives in Spokane, just got a new HVAC system, and she had to get filtration because her dog has allergies, right? Dogs are members of families. I mean, my dog is on our family painting that we have. People want those solutions. They're looking for, if I'm going to have to do this, what can you add on to give me a total solution? And I think, to your point, if you're getting $400 or $500 back, you can utilize that, right, towards doing offsetting the costs or giving them more value. I think that's a great idea. The other thing I want to make sure we mention is don't hold it against your Texas or your salespeople for using finance, right?
There are
some companies out there that sit there and like, well, use finance, so I'm not going to charge you the fees. You got to stop doing that. You got to encourage them to use every tool they can because your sales are going to get bigger and you're going to get much happier customers.
So you work with all kinds of different dealers. You work with some of the largest dealers in the industry. You work with some of the smallest dealers in the industry and anywhere in between. What have you learned from the most successful dealers using financing? What traits do they have in common? And what would you tell a dealer that is maybe struggling with financing? What things do they need to shift or change?
So I think I always start all my webinars or all my meetings with the customer experience aspect. And I think people really sleep on that. Again, finance used to be, this is the thing when somebody doesn't have the ability to pay, we can go finance it, right? That mindset has completely changed. And I think what we need to start making sure contractors understand out here is finance is a part of your customer experience. And they really need to embrace customer experience. Most Yelp reviews, and I know my team has been working on this, most Yelp or negative reviews have nothing to do with your installation quality. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't worry about your installation quality.
Right.
You got to worry about your installation. But they're about, they stepped on my flowers. They didn't wear booties into my house, so they got my house carpet dirty. They don't listen to me. They weren't paying attention. They were like, it's always those other things that affect customer experience. And finance is a large part of that. I was just telling you, like, I want to use my American Express card. If you don't take American Express and you don't offer financing, I'm not going to deal with you. Do you want to be that guy who doesn't deal? So you have to understand that financing is a part of your overall experience when compared to others. And you know, you're not being competitive by putting your lowest price possible on a napkin and thinking you're beating the big guys. What the big guys understand is the way consumers shop, and they make it convenient and easy for a consumer to purchase the equipment and make it affordable so that they don't have buyer's regret. Nobody wants to spend $12,000 for a heating air conditioning system. I hate to tell you, I know you Goodman Daikin guys feel differently.
Right.
Generally speaking, nobody wants to spend that kind of money. But if you can break it down to $100, $125 a month, and I've now got you know, some IAQ, and now I've got some humidification or dehumidification, that's a win. People will take that all day long.
So how do people get more information, and what is their first step if they say, hey, I know I've been on the fence, we haven't done anything. How do they get involved and start offering financing?
So one of the things that EGIA does in the Optimus program is, not to make this a commercial for Optimus, but if I'm here, I might as well make it a commercial for Optimus. We do have indemnification with our dealers. So the best part of what we do is we can virtually get anybody approved for this program, right? So I tell stories, and I always, people I think are probably thinking I'm making it up, but I'm really not. Like, I've got dealers that have been in business for 90 days, 120 days, and I'm getting them approved. Now, they've had the background. They used to run another organization, whatever, and they've had that background. But we underwrite the person. We don't underwrite, just look at the ASR and the size. So coming to EGIA, regardless of your size or time in business, you need to come here because we can get you those options. It is a simple application. You're going to go to optimusfinancing.com. Right? And you're literally going to go enroll here or schedule a consultation. Let our people walk you through it, talk to you, make sure you understand what's going on. Schedule a consultation with one of our regionals. We have Donna, we've got Jen, we've got Anna, Jeremy. We've got a bunch of really good people that will help you guys walk through it. It's probably a two-page application. We don't need your financials. We don't need anything other than a copy check, a copy of a blank check, because we want to make sure you're getting paid.
Right.
Right? And we can get you signed up within 5 to 7 days.
No, just kind of to shift gears here a little bit, there's a lot of news out there right now. We're talking about, I guess we're approaching a debt ceiling limit.
Yeah.
We've got inflation that everybody's hearing about. Of course, interest rates are going up, and there's all of these kind of uncertainties that are out there. How does that play out in the finance world in terms of approvals?
Well, it's interesting. Even post-pandemic, because really post-pandemic, it was as aggressive as anything because there was so much free money out there and interest rates were so incredibly low. The traditional lenders, I don't care which one, GreenSky, GoodLeap, Wells Fargo, you name your prime lender, they all approve 70%. They all use the same underwriting criteria. There's no magic bullet that one of them has that the other ones don't. They love to claim more approvals, but unless they have a second or a third look option, they don't have more approvals.
Well, let me stop you on that 70% right away, because that's another thing you and I have talked about many, many times. If a dealer goes out there and they offer financing 100% of the time, that's where they're going to see the 70% approval.
Yes.
But if the dealer waits until the homeowner says, hey, if you can get me financed, I'll go ahead and buy the system from you, you're not going to see a 70% approval.
And there's the mistake. It's amazing. It's funny you say that. Yeah, it's all the time that contractor raised their hand and said, this finance you set me up with doesn't work. And it's like, what do you mean it doesn't work? It works for everybody. How's it not working for you? And he's like, I tried it three times. And then when you talk to him, you tried it three times out of 50 sales, and all three times the customer raised their hand and said, hey, do you have finance so I get the... That's the customer who's probably not qualified.
Right.
Who's probably not qualified. The famous picture, right, that you and I share at all these webinars is of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett at McDonald's using a coupon to buy McDonald's, right? The wealthiest people, the people with money, have the ability to use... They're going to save wherever they can, and they're going to use other people's money every time. So the real, absolute number one, I mean... Rule number one, if there's 50 rules, rule number one is offer it every single time. As a matter of fact, going back to your previous question, large contractors don't allow their salespeople to not offer finance.
Right.
They don't allow them to not. You literally will get punished not for offering finance and taking the money back, but you'll get punished if you haven't offered that finance. And most of the large ones are over 70% financing consistently.
So it's interesting when you take a look at the Optimus platform, even those that do get turned down, now you have additional opportunities.
Yeah, the Optimus platform, I'm obviously very proud of because it's kind of my brainchild. I will acknowledge you kind of helped me in kind of fettering out that sussing out the creative idea behind it. But the air traffic controller up front really makes a huge difference. So with the Optimus program, if you're not familiar with, when you put in an application, we do a soft credit check, so it does not hit a customer's credit. But what we do is we send it to the appropriate lender. We don't put it out there to bid, right? There's a mistake because all you put it, no. If it is a second look, if it's a, you know, low 600 FICO scores, why send that up to a prime where we know the prime is going to turn it down? And that's what happens. And when you go to these banks that have their own second, they always run it up to the first anyway, because that's where they'd rather have it. And then it rolls down, but you have the negative experience of having a no, but we might have another program. With Optimus, when you get that soft credit pull, you know before you've even really started talking to the customer, in some cases, that it's a prime, near prime, or a subprime. And those sales are very, very different. A sale to a prime customer who you know is going to get $45,000 is very different than a subprime customer who can't get credit anywhere, but we've given them a solution, but their max is $10,000.
Right.
Right? But to know that before you know you get a chance to go out there, it's huge.
What are the dealer fees like for a subprime?
I know. I love that. So when we when I first took over EGIA and we started looking at building Optimus, we're doing about $750 million a year in finance. We kind of put out a survey to find out what were dealers' biggest concerns. And one of their biggest concerns was, on a second look, they're many times the chop or the discount, whatever you want to call it, is 10%, 20%. And it's really hard to have baked in that 5% that we were talking about earlier. Now all of a sudden they got turned down and we have another lender, but now I've got to, what, reprice it?
Yeah, I've got to come up with another 20%.
You've got to come up with another 15, 20%. So we have come into exclusivity with two lenders that have a zero dealer fee on the second and the third. Hmm. So if it goes to those customers, because they're not going to get approved at the prime, but it's going to go there, Optimus gives you the ability to actually have that without having to add 15 or 20% off your chop, which is really big.
What happens to your approval rate when you have when you utilize all three of those?
So going back to what we're talking about, the primes were at 70%. The primes across the board now with this economy have slipped down to about 67, 68. They're not underwriting as much. They're doing the top of the top, which you're always going to be able to get credit. When you use all three, when you use literally the prime, the near prime, which is down to a 600 FICO, actually 575 FICO score, and then below that, the subprime, which would be our least owned, you literally are getting, we're currently getting a 92% approval rate.
Wow.
92% of the time, you're going to get the customer qualified. Now, the customer might choose not to move forward with the lease or whatever, but you're bringing them a solution that they would never normally have. So, yes, I highly recommend using Optimus. We have many people who just use Optimus for our second and thirds. It's so valuable.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for coming out here. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts or words that you want to give our guests?
Ben, thank you for having me. Love doing things like this with you. Anytime you want to have me on, we can talk about all kinds of stuff. Again, understand that finance is part of your customer experience. Don't lose sales or don't have a negative Yelp review, bad scores, because you're not offering solutions that the customers already want. Get out of your own way, open yourselves up, and offer finance every single time. Let customers make the decision, because what you're going to find is customers are going to choose more energy efficient equipment, higher energy efficient equipment, more bundled services with IAQ, and they're going to do it on a monthly payment. Because think about yourself, Netflix and, you know, whatever else, even the new, I think YouTube has got the new NFL Sunday package now, right? And they're offering it for like $150 a month or something like that. People shop on monthly payments. So my biggest thing with contractors is get out of your own way, offer it every single time. You will see growth.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.